Yeah, we got a banger. We've got a banger on Antifa. We've got an Antifa trial in San Diego. Two defendants guilty of conspiracy in groundbreaking Antifa trial in San Diego. I thought Antifa was a myth, and yet members of Antifa are being tried in court. What's the dealio here? What's this mean for Antifa moving forward or any of these other far left extremist right groups? Yeah, let's get into it. Here we go. Many of you know that reporting from risky environments like CHOP in Seattle or street protests, that often puts my safety on the line. Despite having a concealed weapons permit, carrying a bulky item while filming in such situations, it's always been a challenge. That brings me to today's sponsor and the solution to my problem, the Vanish Daily Carry Holster. What stands out about this Vanish holster is its comfort and discretion. It weighs just 6 ounces. It's made from durable Cordura material that's gentle on the skin. Designed to fit 99% of semi-automatic pistols, it's adjustable for right and left-handed users. It features a secure trigger guard and includes utility or magazine pouches. Wear it under a loose t-shirt and it's virtually undetectable. Vanish Holsters offers 100% money back guarantee, ensuring a risk-free purchase. Plus, they're offering $50 off the retail price for those who use my special link below. And don't forget the huge giveaway. Vanish Holsters is giving away an $80,000 custom Rocky Ridge Silverado truck to one lucky buyer who purchases by June 3rd. Check out the link in the description to get the most comfortable holster you've ever worn and a chance to win this incredible truck. I love the little byline. The case could change how the movement is understood, could place anti-fascists and other prosecutors, protesters in prosecutors' sights. Just we see you. We see you. Which ridiculous member of Congress was, yes, I think Antifa is a myth as he's getting into his car. Remember that guy? A little chubby guy? Yeah. San Diego jury on Friday found two anti-fascists guilty of conspiracy to riot. I thought it was mostly peaceful. In a case that became a bellwether for legal action against the political movement. How did I miss this case? How did nobody out there send it to me? Now I'm acting like the victim, aren't I? Because I didn't do enough of my own work. This came up with a quick search in Ground News. Like, what? There's a case in San Diego? The two defendants had faced a raft of various charges relating to rioting and assault during a protest in a beach neighborhood in the aftermath of the tumultuous 2020 election. In that protest on January 9th, 2021, members of the Proud Boys and other supporters of then-President Donald Trump had rallied and clashed with anti-fascists, as they do, right? But only the anti-fascists had faced charges. Prosecutors set out to convince a jury that the assailants, Antifa, were not simply individual participants, but they had been conspired under the banner of Antifa, essentially acting as a criminal gang. So let's stop right there for a second. So much of what you'll read about Antifa is that, well, they're a decentralized organization, so it's really hard to prosecute anybody because there's no one fearless leader. There might not be one leader, you know, known to the outside world, but they do a really good job, Antifa does, of staying, you know, what they call, we're decentralized, meaning you don't have a focal point to go after when you know what goes down and this kind of stuff happens, right? So Brian Lightfoot and Jeremy White were both found guilty of conspiracy to riot at the protest, but the decision was split as many other charges did not lead to conviction. The jury, which deliberated for more than a week, failed to reach a verdict on most of the most serious assault charges against Lightfoot, found him not guilty of one assault, and found White innocent of the one assault he was accused of committing. For the individual defendants, the verdicts represented a lighter possible sentence for Lightfoot, but possible prison time for White, who said he was heartbroken. And attorneys for both defendants said that the verdicts represent a huge blow to the anti-fascist movement and to protesters in general at a time when a new wave of protests has sprung up on college campuses across the country in opposition to the war in Gaza. And the protests are being run by anti-fascist group like Antifa, if not Antifa itself. Just boom, boom, boom. Because you know what you see is like, I think it was New York City Fire Department chief or administrator is like, somebody's putting this all together. They've got leaflets on this. They know what to say. They know what to say when they get arrested. They've got PR people. So in all of these, and everything's all the same from one college campus to the other in different states, right? You've got this drill. And if you go to enough of these protests, you recognize, okay, Antifa's running, they're running security here. They're running the perimeter. They're going to let people in or not onto, you know, a public college campus. Oh, no, you can't come. You can't come here. You're Jewish. We can't have you doing that. We're anti-Jewish at the moment. I mean, we don't really know what we think or what we do or, you know, just we have no idea. But at the moment, the flashcard reads, yup, yup, free Gaza and all that that entails, you know, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. But back during the time of this, literally 4 years ago, there's the, or 3 years, there's the issue of the whole Black Lives Matter deal, right? And that's what we're talking about. So what happened here is Proud Boys, you know, whomever else wanted to peacefully protest, and I jokingly say that, but in this case, it was actually true. I have never seen a far right protest that was literally going to be a protest devolve that invariably the far left devolves into, let's go break some windows. Let's go ransack a Starbucks. Let's go do this. Let's go do that. You know, let's go light a building on fire. Let's go light a dumpster on fire. Let's do a sit-in. Let's just get a whole bunch of people and then we'll demand that, you know, we divest from Boeing. What are you guys doing? And you got Whoopi Goldberg going, I love it when the college students get out there and they just, Whoopi, you're a moron. You're an idiot. So I think the door is wide open to now hold lawful protesters in violation of conspiracy law. No, I don't think so. It's just that when you get crazy and you go ham on the protesters, there's a little thing called the law, and that's what you're being busted for. So on June 9th, look at this photo here with Antifa here. You got this random jogger just running through. I bet she's really pumped about being in this picture, right? January 9th, 2021, the group of assorted Trump supporters, Proud Boys, and members of the extreme right in San Diego, including people with a history of violence. Here's how they throw that in. Including people with a history of violence at local protests. Oh, you mean Antifa? Agreed. Yeah, because that's who you really need to be careful of is Antifa. They're the violent ones. They marched around Pacific Beach shouting slogans and calling on Antifa anti-fascists to fight with them. Some of the protesters were met by a cadre of several dozen anti-fascists, many dressed head to toe in black, as they do, with masks. Now, they could get away with the whole mask thing back then because, you know, it's just, you know, I don't want to share the Rona with anybody. Hey, pandemic's over. You just start showing your faces, weak Antifa people. Over the afternoon, the anti-fascists approached and violently confronted the protesters, spraying some with pepper spray and assaulting others. In other incidents, the protesters attacked leftists and onlookers. Well, you know, they just couldn't help themselves. And just they're going to go at it, right? A year later, the San Diego district attorney announced charges against 11 individuals, all of them Antifa. Huh. And yet the far right is always being called out for their violence. And it's the end of democracy, those guys on the far right. The case drew attention for its overt focus on Antifa, which is generally understood as a leaderless ideology. I don't think that's true. I do not believe that for a split second. Rather than an organization, far-right commentators and conspiracy theorists like Alec Jones and Tucker Carlson and conservative politicians all the way up to Trump have long claimed Antifa is not just a social movement, but an organized shadow army. Shadowy army. Agreed. 100% agreed. That is what it is. And yet, you know, the right side or the left side of things, Democrats have been like, does it even exist? It's just a myth. Antifa's a myth. You can't point at their leadership, then they don't exist. No, not true. Because that's who's running all of these protests. You see the consistency. You see the weapons that they're bringing. you see the writing on the Portland Library. You know, Portland being a really good example because Rose City Antifa down there is very active. And you see the 1312, you see the all cops are bastards, ACAP. You see the, you know, BLM, Black Lives Matter. Oh, yeah, okay. So somebody didn't get on schedule and realized that Free Gaza is, you know, what you should have done. But you just went with that old, this is what I remember, Black Lives Matter. You know, they have these, you know, causes of the moment, and we've moved on from, you know, Black Lives Matter to Free Gaza and From the River to the Sea. All of the original defendants were charged with conspiracy to riot, and prosecutors portrayed them as an organized, malicious force that came to San Diego to pick a fight with supporters of former President Donald Trump just 3 days after the Capitol insurrection. The defense questioned the motivation of Stevens' office and filed a motion seeking to have her dismissed from the case. The top prosecutor, a Republican who left the party to run in the nonpartisan DA election, has a history of supporting conspiracy theories about Antifa. Hey, when you throw that kind of crap out there, got a history of supporting conspiracy. You know what? When you just talk about Antifa, that's supporting a conspiracy theory because technically Antifa doesn't exist. Remember? Yeah. Sure do. They do. 100%. Former federal prosecutor told USA Today the decision to charge only one side of the fracas was idiotic. It's an insult to the public's intelligence to suggest that it's a legitimate prosecution. It's not. It's selective prosecution. Well, based on the charges, though, and the activities and the actions, the physical actions of those in this lawsuit, they got the right guys. Yeah, they did. They got Antifa. Antifa went after a peaceful protest. And this is what happens. So last two defendants of the original 11 defendants, 9 cut deals with prosecutors that saw some of them agree to multi-year prison sentences. And that's because they're innocent? Oh, no. Yeah, they were caught dead, just, you know, acting out, doing their crazy thing. Yeah, how about down in Portland where Antifa basically just capped, was it a Proud Boy, I think, just murdered him? Just killed him? Yeah, but, you know, mostly peaceful. Whatever. Los Angeles, two Los Angeles residents, that Lightfoot and White, these are the guys we're talking about, decided to argue their cases before a jury. They were represented by civil rights attorneys who told USA Today that they took on the cases because of their potential impact on the broader anti-fascist movement. Of the two defendants, Lightfoot was facing the most charges. He was accused of pepper spraying at Trump supporters and of committing assaults likely to commit great bodily injury. During closing arguments of the trial, prosecutors said that he came to San Diego ready to commit violence. You know, from the protests that I've been to, that's what it feels like Antifa is there for. And Antifa is on record saying, yeah, the way that we get our results is we use violence. They come right out and say, hey, we're gonna use violence. And then they basically say, yeah, but breaking out a window isn't violence. Yeah. So you got to pay for it. And then you're like, that was violent. These people are just so idiotic. He wanted to fight, said Deputy District Attorney Mackenzie Harvey. They were here looking to commit violence, as they always are, because it's Antifa, and whatever it takes, they are willing to do. Of the 16 counts he faced, Lightfoot was found guilty of 6. The jury could not make a decision and hung on the other 9 charges and found him not guilty of one of the charges of assault. John Hamansky, Lightfoot's attorney, noted that his client was never offered a plea deal by prosecutors prior to trial, maybe because they knew they had him. And why offer a deal when you can stick it to him at trial? He called Friday's verdict a repudiation of the district attorney's efforts. It looked like the jury really did an independent and thorough job looking at the facts and coming to a decision, Hamansky said. I feel pretty good, Lightfoot told USA Today. I was at peace with it. White was less upbeat. I was heartbroken. It felt surreal that they could find us guilty of that, he told USA Today. This is a group of prosecutors and cops who have never once prosecuted the violent white supremacists that we were counter-protesting that day. Well, what charges would you like him to be run up on? Peacefully protesting? Yeah, you ain't going to get that one because they peacefully protested. So What exactly did you want them to be? Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, Gregg said the verdict doesn't make sense since his client was convicted of conspiracy to riot, but acquitted of actually ever committing any crime on the day. It's illogical, Briggs said, adding about White. He's devastated. He's a political activist who cares about his community, who is now facing jail time. Good. Let him rot in jail and think about, maybe this non-organization that I'm part of, maybe this non-hierarchical organization, maybe this really isn't what I should be involved with. Or does he just double down and just all out go for Antifa? Probably. San Diego District's Attorney Office sent USA Today a statement thanking the jury for their service. This was a complex case with 11 defendants indicted, now all convicted, 9 by guilty pleas and 2 by jury verdict. That is pretty all-encompassing, isn't it? 11. 11 for 11. The DA team worked tirelessly on this case in order to ensure our community remains safe and that the rule of law is followed. And you know what, folks? This is in California. This is in Cali. Yeah. This is not in Texas. This is not in Florida. No, it's in California. Interesting. Yeah. So anybody tells, does Antifa really exist? Yeah, I don't know, but they convicted 11 of them down in Cali. So, White told USA Today that he is committed to appealing his conviction. He said that he is less worried about the impact of the case on his own life and more concerned about the future of the anti-fascist movement and the broader protest movement. Prosecutors did everything they could to make us look like this criminal gang, which you are, or a terrorist cell, which you are, which we've all seen. We all get it. We understand. You know what? One of the things that I find really entertaining is that they, wear masks. They're all black because they're committing crimes and they don't want people to be able to identify them. They bring umbrellas to rallies in California where it hasn't rained for months and months and months because they want to hide their identities. And in case somebody throws some liquid at them, they're just going to hide. They're going to hide behind their little umbrella. And and then if you try and go film, they don't want you to film because they know that, getting filmed, doing this kind of stuff that they're getting convicted for, it doesn't look good for them. Yeah, it's called evidence. So if they had nothing to hide, if they were truly peaceful, they'd let everybody just film it. I mean, why wouldn't you? You got nothing to hide. There's nothing there. It has bad implications for protesters out there trying to fight against fascism, against police brutality, and state repression. What a bunch of nonsense. What a bunch of malarkey, right? These are shenanigans of the highest order. And back in the summer of love, everybody was, it's the greatest thing ever. Black Lives Matter. Yeah, they're going down that whole thing. And it just, the whole Black Lives Matter thing got totally co-opted by the far extreme left, Antifa, 100%, just did, right? But then, you've got Black Lives Matter protesters that they're all kind of intertwined in there, right? They're intertwined in there because, some of the anti-fascists, they strongly believe that the whole, race thing has got to be eradicated. We got to get rid of that. All right, whatever. As we're looking at all these protests happening across the country, I think this bodes ill for a lot of people if prosecutors are looking to file felony conspiracy charges against people who are involved in active First Amendment behavior, Mansky said. It can have a chilling effect. Only reason it might have a chilling effect is if you are doing something that places you with criminal liability. If you're not breaking the law, you got nothing to worry about. Let everybody videotape you. I don't care. When I go somewhere, I just assume I'm being videotaped, whether it's by Jonathan Cho or, whomever that happens to be there. I don't really care because you know what? I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm not the one wearing a mask. I go outside without a mask on. I know for some of you, what? You go outside without a mask on? You're not wearing a mask anymore? No. Pandemic's over, folks. Put your masks away. You look stupid. So if you got a mask on in 2024, it's because you want to hide your identity for doing something you shouldn't be doing. Shenanigans, right? You don't want others to film? Why not? What are you hiding? What exactly are you hiding? even if you go to, you know, these illegal immigrant camps that they've got going, and we got an encampment now in a park in Seattle. Antifa, the folks running security, you know, they're the ones that brought these folks up to this park and said, hey, just sit here because city of Seattle will deal with you at some point in time. Don't have the resources for you all the way down in Tukwila. Tukwila is a southern suburb to Seattle. But if you look at the folks who are basically running security at these you know, illegal camps, they don't want you to film. Why don't they want you to film? Because shenanigans are happening. You've got crazy, ridiculous stuff going on, and they want to try and hide. And if you don't film, well, then there's no record of that happening, right? There's no record of that happening. So much of the, so I'm glad these 11 people basically had, you know, they got convicted. Guilty. You, my friend, are guilty. We'll see what kind of sentencing they get. And then, you know, will these guilty convictions get overturned? Yeah, the 9 people that took a plea deal, you don't usually plead out unless you're guilty, right? So in this case, you had, and guess what? The far right, sometimes they just can't help themselves and they get exuberant with their actions. You know, they've had some beat down issues as well, right? Tiny from Portland. Tiny is always involved in a little bit of, yeah, we're just going to get into it and, you know, maybe handle things the manly way, which oftentimes leads to jail sentences, like Tiny, who's, I believe, still in jail right now, prison, whatever you want to call it. But, you know, not every time the Proud Boys get together, is it a violent thing? No, oftentimes they'll have march after march after march where there's nothing really going on. They're just doing their thing and they're on the sidewalk and, you know, they're not going down the middle of I-5. Had a judge in the I-5 case, the protesters who stopped traffic for 5 hours, judge dismissed most of those charges. That figures. She liked, somebody pointed out, hey, she liked a pro-Palestinian Facebook page post. So not shocking that a judge in Seattle would say, hey, even though you held up traffic on the most major interstate in all of Western Washington, you're not guilty. I mean, you know, we knew that you were supporting, you know, Hamas and their efforts to basically, you know, just do terrorist acts, which is literally what they did. So, hey, let's support those guys. I mean, why don't we just give them let's just get behind them and all their support. It's crazy, isn't it? It's absolutely nuts. So these folks here, they got hammered because they did a bunch of violence. They tried to take out a peaceful protest. And that is what happens. And in this case, the court system was like, now the guys that you picked a fight with, you know, you picked a fight with them. They didn't pick a fight with you. So unfortunately, we're going to have to, we're going to have to throw some charges your way. And yeah, if you want to try and run that out of court, okay, let's do that. And guilty. We'll see how much time they actually get, though. That'll be the real proof, of the pudding, right? Do they actually do any time? I wonder how members of Antifa do in prison. What do you think? Do they have an Antifa gang in prison? Doesn't seem like they do. None of them ever get charged or get convicted with long enough sentences, do they? No, because they've got all these bail funds to bail them out, and then attorneys get provided and all kinds of craziness. And it doesn't seem like very many of them ever do much time at all. But now, maybe that is turning. I think the fact that this court case hinged on these illegal acts as rioters with Antifa being the cause, I think that's amazing that we finally got a conviction, and I will eagerly update you with what the actual prisoner, whatever time gets served. You know, so many of these cases just get dismissed by these weak judges who are all on board with this far left activity, especially in the big cities, right? That's what you got. So make sure you subscribe, hit that notification bell so that when my next episode comes out, when we talk about, hey, remember that one about the guys who got convicted for the Antifa? You'll get notified. Thanks again for being here. Catch up with you in the next one. Bye for now.